We, the Crawford Broadcasting Company, believe that there are 10 top issues with which all Americans should be very concerned. And, of course, there are others. But there are 10 which deserve our very special attention. Every American voter should be well informed regarding these issues as he or she votes. The presidential nominees, Trump and Clinton, offer different, sometimes very different positions and beliefs on each issue. Our company believes that the most important issue in the presidential race 2016 is religious freedoms and the liberties of the First Amendment. Absolutely number one. We believe the second most important issue is the Supreme Court nominees to come 2016-2020. Those 4 years will be critical in terms of American jurisprudence. We believe the third most important issue is the economy and employment. We believe the fourth most important issue is terrorism, especially ISIS and Homeland Security. Are we safe? And we believe the fifth most important issue in the presidential campaign 2016 is abortion. Abortion. We, the Crawford Broadcasting Company, believe that the sixth most important issue is the LGBT agenda. And that, of course, includes the ever-growing transgender rights and, of course, the issue supposedly constitutionally decided, namely, gay marriage. We are not homophobic. We are not. We understand that gay marriage and, by implication, the gay agenda is now constitutionally protected. We disagree with the gay agenda and gay lifestyles, and we wish to preserve the right to disagree. We wish the unfettered and unabridged rights guaranteed by the First Amendment of the Constitution to freely and openly dialogue with respect to our points of view and to protect the rights of any American to disagree or to refuse to sell products and services, and especially the rights of pastors to refuse to perform gay marriages. We the people should be able to disagree without being accused of engaging in hate speech. Hate speech. It becomes ever more evident that any criticism or disagreement with the LGBT agenda in any way can be construed as hate speech and therefore punishable in civil and perhaps even criminal ways. Such a position, we believe, is against the Constitution, absolutely contrary to First Amendment freedoms of speech, and we urge any American to speak freely at any time, anywhere, about anything without fear of punishment, especially with regard to the LGBT agenda. My fellow Americans, it's not hateful to disagree, to champion a different lifestyle, and to state emphatically that such disagreements are fostered by the admonitions of the Torah and the New Testament, that such a lifestyle is unnatural, and it is contrary to Judeo-Christian teachings, and therefore, according to the Bible, immoral. We further maintain the right to believe that such a lifestyle, that gay marriage, that growingly aggressive transgender rights are as well contrary to the natural intentions, the male-female biological structure, and consequently unnatural, just unnatural, and therefore to us unacceptable. We want the right to state those opinions in unabridged form, without fear of intimidation or punishment. That includes especially the right of counseling and by pastors. Certain clergy have been prohibited in the state of Indiana from counseling homosexuals with the end result of having them leave the lifestyle. Having been forbidden, the clergy group has sued for the right to continue the counseling. A lawsuit which represents what is sure to come much more in the future, namely the muzzling of free speech and the abridgment of First Amendment rights. You can bet your bottom dollar so much more of that is going to happen. And we are against any preferences for any member of the LGBT movement, and we resist the notion that such members have become a special and protected class, entitled to such preferences to the exclusion of other lifestyles. We're against that. Such preferences we think to be unconstitutional, and we wish again the unfettered right to oppose them. So, my fellow Americans, what do you think about the LGBT aggressive movement and the attacks upon those who disagree, and especially attacks upon Judeo-Christian ethics? What do you think? And how will you vote? How will you vote? We, the Crawford Broadcasting Company, think that the seventh most important issue in the 2016 presidential election is illegal immigration. We think illegal immigration should be stopped. No one, not authorized, should ever have the right to enter or stay in our great country. No one. To illegally enter any other country would result in immediate imprisonment, perhaps fines, and immediate deportation. But not so in America. Our borders are crossed north and south, and illegals stay. They stay. Our government has no consistent policy with respect to dealing with such individuals of any consistency or import. None. Our borders are often unpatrolled, and there are so many areas and opportunities for crossing. There seems to be no way to stop such illegal immigration, or at least enforce existing policies. We are told that there are 11 million such illegal immigrants in our country. 11 million! And perhaps more. The question is not only how to modify and enforce our policies regarding illegal immigration, but what to do with those 11 million now here, many of them for many years. We can, as a first option, build a wall on the border, especially the southern border, which Trump proposes. Trump has even indicated that Mexico would pay for it. I have no idea how, but that's what he says. The wall, Trump thinks, would solve the problem. Well, would certainly help solve the problem. If not a wall, then perhaps some other permanent kind of security which protects the border and prevents further illegal immigration. Whatever Clinton believes seems unclear. Perhaps Clinton would follow in the Obama immigration footsteps and do little or nothing to prevent further immigration. What do you think about building a wall or any other tangible measure to secure our borders? Are you in favor of that, like Trump is? A second option would be to create a pathway to citizenship on the part of these illegals. There would be education, community service, requirements for good and lawful behavior, a knowledge of the Constitution, and other rules of law so as to fully qualify the illegal immigrants as deserving American citizens. There really is no way that 11 million illegal immigrants can be deported, is there? And sent back to the country of origination, their country of origination, is there? I can't think of one. Trump, early on in the campaign, and with his usual bravado, promised to send them back. Although there may be some justification for that, can such a course of action be practical? What do you think? So it seems as though we have two choices. The first is an educated pathway to citizenship. Are you for that? And the second is deportation of some kind, in some way, over some period of time. What do you think is the right thing to do? And given your beliefs, for whom will you vote? The candidates have really differing points of view when it comes to illegal immigration. And we, the Crawford Broadcasting Company, think that the eighth most important issue in the presidential election 2016 is corruption in government. There is so little trust by the American citizenry in government in all forms, and especially Washington. Recent polls indicate that no more than 11% and as few as 8% of we the people believe that our government in Washington is fair and efficient. We know corruption abounds. It seems as though unlawful behavior is everywhere. There is little or no political trust. We elect candidates based on promises made, which we seem to know will never be fulfilled. Yet we elect them anyway. Candidates' House and Senate go to Washington, but quickly become immersed in the Washington culture. They are required to go along to get along. They are further required to abide by the policy decisions of the party which they represent. They become unresponsive to the wishes of the people, so many of them do, those who elected them, the majority who did so, and in so many cases turn more so to so-called minority rights, often forsaking the majority. Why is that? I am for minority rights, as I think you are, but what about the rights of the majority? Well, anyway, the politicians simply don't do what they say they will. Long and short of the matter, they lie. They lie. There is often incredible financial waste. Billions upon billions of dollars are spent without accountability, and often illegally. Congress holds no one accountable, including the president, who operates as he wishes and well beyond the Constitution. Congress seems inept, inefficient, lacking in courage and conviction. Fundamental and necessary legislation is stalled. House seems to work against Senate, and Senate against House. There is stalling after stalling, the filibuster always at work, and legislation often occurs, if it does, watered down, compromised, and not really reflecting the will of the people who elected the representatives to pass this legislation. Again, promises are made, and those promises are seldom kept. The lie prevails. Spin prevails. The elected often become jaded, compromised, and ineffective. And fraud prevails. The Clintons operate what many think is a fraudulent foundation, violating rules of law and certainly ethics, and they get away with it. Hillary Clinton operates an illegally even criminal email server, and with the patronizing accommodation of the FBI and James Comey, what a guy, she gets away with it. No criminal charges of any kind, even though there were criminal actions. Trump has a somewhat tarnished business record, harsh and aggressive, having been plaintiff or defendant in hundreds of lawsuits. Some corporations controlled by him having gone bankrupt, showing a character indifferent at times than Clinton, but tarnished in its own way. The American people are frustrated, seemingly without options to correct, to fundamentally change, and to operate the government of the republic in an honest and efficient way. Many think the answer can only be term limits. Do you agree with that? So that those in pursuit of power and political careers can only occupy seats of power for so long, and then go home. What do you think? What do you believe is right for America? And how will we, the people, effectuate that in elections 2016? Who will you vote for? Will you vote for Donald John Trump or Hillary Rodham Clinton? As one pundit said, which of these two candidates, each with flawed character, will be the better one for America? Well, in a way, it really is a shame that these two are the best we can put forward, don't you think? The ninth most important issue in presidential election 2016, we, the Crawford Broadcasting Company, believe is the attacks on the Second Amendment. The attacks on the right to own, carry, and use guns, which proceed now more aggressively than ever. There is legislation passed or proposed which would limit the sale of firearms, limit or eliminate the carrying and use of such firearms, and essentially making it more difficult, abridging those unconditional rights guaranteed by the Constitution in the Second Amendment. Congress, House, and Senate, says the Constitution, shall make no law, shall make no law, which abridges the right to purchase and own firearms. None. Nor shall Congress abridge any such rights granted by the Second Amendment. None. The right of the people, says that amendment, to own guns shall not be abridged. The words could not be more clear. Do nothing, Congress, nothing, to prevent the people from owning guns and protecting themselves and using those guns for hunting and recreation and otherwise as they legally see fit. Yet the assault goes on, more aggressive than ever. That is so federal, state, and even local. Background checks, registration delays and difficulties, restrictions on carrying, that is, packing, occur everywhere. The Obama administration consistently proposes restrictions without regard for the Constitution. Senator Dianne Feinstein, California, proposing gun restriction legislation in Washington, dares to state that veterans are mentally handicapped as a result of service to our country, and they should not be allowed to own guns. Senator Feinstein of California actually said that. Anyone who has been the victim of a gun proposes the elimination or careful restriction of guns, again, without regard to the Constitution. But it remains an unfettered, unabridged right, granted unconditionally by the Second Amendment of the Constitution. The right to own and use guns is guaranteed and cannot be altered by legislatures or judges or the president. But those rights are, in fact, becoming ever more abridged to the detriment of the Constitution. Personally, I do not like guns, and I personally would never own one. And that said, no one would ever more aggressively champion the right of any other American citizen to own and use guns as guaranteed by the Second Amendment. I would defend that right even more aggressively than gun owners would. But what do you think? One can argue for some compromise, which we're getting very good at, but to do so would fundamentally change the fundamental structure of the Constitution and the absolute guarantee of such rights in the Second Amendment. Can there be compromise with respect to gun ownership and usage without violating the Constitution? I wonder. Trump, it would seem, would champion unfettered Second Amendment rights, while Clinton, like Obama, would be in favor of certain restrictions. Again, what do you think? And for whom will you vote? Donald John Trump or Hillary Rodham Clinton? The 10th most important issue in election 2016 is, for us, the Crawford Broadcasting Company, repealing and replacing Obamacare. The Obama administration, and for sure a Clinton administration, if it follows, would strengthen and solidify the control of Obamacare over all things health and medical. The Obamacare objective is to move all Americans to what is termed the single-payer system. The single-payer system. So that all would be essentially equal, and all such medical services would be paid for by all and gotten by all on the same basis. There would be even more controls, less options, and all things would be more costly. They're already getting much, much, much more costly. Options and personal decision-making would be curtailed. Clinton would strengthen Obamacare, and Trump would remove or replace it. On that premise, for whom would you vote? Trump or Clinton? Medical costs will rise, they already have, and in some cases they will actually skyrocket. Americans are already paying more for medical and will pay even more in the next 4 years unless fundamental change is made. Do you remember the promises of Barack Hussein Obama when he proposed the Affordable Care Act? What a farce. Even healthcare providers like United begin to exit the federal exchanges, those that are required by Obamacare. They're gone. They want out. It can't be in any way for them cost efficient. The costs of all such services to these healthcare providers are becoming what they call unsustainable. And even more problematic, never ending, always increasing. Access to health care continues to become more difficult and delayed. Insurance premiums rise and will rise even more. Employers begin to decline insurance coverage for their employees and now rather offer a monthly sum for employees to purchase insurance as they wish. The backlash grows and the concern for the future increases. Trump would replace or fundamentally change Obamacare. Clinton would continue and strengthen and broaden the controls of Obamacare. On the basis of these two political positions, for whom will you vote? Hillary Rodham Clinton or Donald John Trump? The one will greatly affect medical and health care for the next 4 years, far different from the other. You better know what it's all about and for whom you vote. It's critical. The choice for you and your family is absolutely critical. Think about it, my fellow Americans. Think about it. So then, the top CBC election issues for the most important election of candidates for President, House, and Senate ever are as follows. Number one, the first and most important issue, religious freedoms and liberties in the Constitution, and especially the First Amendment. Number two, the Supreme Court nominees, one now and two rather sure to come. Number three, the economy and employment. Do you have a good job? Is it secure? Are you paid as you should be paid? Number four, terrorism, ISIS, and homeland security. Are we the people secure and made so by our very own federal government? Are we? Number five, abortion. Number six, the LGBT agenda and gay marriage. Number seven, illegal immigration. What do we do about this incredibly serious problem? Number eight, corruption in government and political trust. Well, that's an oxymoron, isn't it? Political trust. Number nine, the Second Amendment and gun ownership and rights. And number 10, repealing and replacing Obamacare. Hillary Rodham Clinton will bring a totally different approach to these issues than Donald John Trump. Clinton will expand all things liberal, and Trump will at least put the brakes on such expansion, if not changing course completely in more conservative ways. More than ever before, we will have a different America in the next 4 years, depending upon the president elected, and of course, the House and Senate we elect. We, the Crawford Broadcasting Company, urge you, the voter, to know as never before the issues, to understand the ramifications of political decision-making, and to vote what you know and think is right for America. The future of our democracy is at stake as never before. The rights of we, the people, constitutionally guaranteed, are being watered down day by day. How you vote and for whom you vote will determine our future, my fellow American. We, the Crawford Broadcasting Company, urge you to know the issues and to vote, and vote intelligently. Our future, yours and your family depend upon that.